What about the issue of the delayed use of trastuzumab, the patient who has been treated a couple of years ago, 6 months ago, 5 years ago, who didn't receive trastuzumab?
Well, this is really a dilemma because this is a decision that you have to make. You have to decide one way or the other. The patient comes to you and you can't just throw up your arms and say you don't know. So the way I look at this is that, again, it needs to be individualized. What we do know is that in both the HERA study and the American studies, the hazard rate in the entire population is still pretty high at years 2 and 3. It's around 10% per year. So that means that these patients are at significant risk. Now, the question is, does the risk reduction still apply 2 years out? And we don't know that. The only analogy I can make is that of hormonal therapy. And I was actually quite surprised when the data on letrozole came out in patients who had been on 5 years of tamoxifen and then randomized to placebo versus letrozole, there was still about a 40% reduction. And 40% reduction is about what we expect with hormonal therapy anyway. So it looks like the odds reduction, at least in the case of hormonal therapy, is preserved, whether it's up front or whether it's 5 years out. Now, if one extends that to trastuzumab, then one would calculate that for your average risk patient, there's still going to be an annual hazards reduction of about 5%. So maybe 10% over 2 years, maybe even more as time goes on. So in my mind, I think that we do have to realize that even 2 or 3 years out, there's an odds reduction. So again, this is where you need to tailor things. For your node negative patient that's a borderline candidate, I think I probably would use trastuzumab up front or maybe 6 months out. Once you get into 2 or 3 nodes, though, I think it's appropriate to consider it even 2 years out. And I know that's a stretch, but it is at least based on data we have on annual hazards and some extrapolations we have on the activities of other drugs when you're far out.
How about beyond 2 years, 3, 4 years?
Again, I think it's reasonable. We don't have hazard rates that far out. Right now, we have them out about as far as 3 years on the longest running study, which is the NSABP. So I think as time goes on, I would reformulate that answer. Keep in mind, every year we're going to have more data on the annual hazards. So at the current time, I would say 2, 2.5 years is my limit. But a year from now, we will have more data, and then I think we can feel comfortable. If the hazard rates start to drop, then our estimation would be that maybe people aren't going to benefit that much that far out. So it's a moving target. We just have to stay tuned.